Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 2 is a radio talk show that places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We will explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Every 2 weeks, we will interview pageant coaches, title holders, directors, sponsors, family members, community service leaders, and discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, but not least, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self and as a collaborative team. So sit back, kick off your shoes, relax, and shake it off while enjoying the show. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Happy Memorial Day. I would like to take a moment of silence and thank all of the veterans as well as the active service members for all they have done and are doing. Please let's bow our heads. Thank you. You also can get involved by the American Legion Auxiliary Volunteer Girls State Camp for all of those girls in high school. You can visit www.alavgs.com. This is an impeccable way to learn about the government, our fighting soldiers, the ones who have passed away for fighting for our freedom, and the political matters. It is empowering strong leaders of tomorrow. Tonight on Crown Talk with Burgundy, we have the energetic teenager with big dreams, Miss West Virginia High School America 2016, Tori Shiflett. Before I jump into interviewing our special guests on this wonderful Memorial Day, I have a contest, the king and queen of the animals. You may turn in as many photos as you want of your animal. One photo is $5, two photos $15, three photos $20, four or more is $25, which is a really good discount. The requirement, it has to be a real animal, so try not to turn in a stuffed animal. It can or does not have to be by itself. It can have you in there as well. Place the name of the animal in the email and five reasons why you love your animal or animals. The winner of our pet contest will receive the following: a $25 PetSmart or Petco gift card, interview on the radio talk show, which is a special segment, and featured in both of our magazines. The deadline is June 10, 2016 at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Email your photos and five reasons to Crown Talk with Burgundy, B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y, at gmail.com. In the subject line, please place pet contest, and your money can be sent via PayPal to crowntalkwithburgundy at gmail.com. Now, in addition to all of the announcements, today is Burgundy Mallory's Day, presented by the mayor, commissioner, and the governor of Tennessee. I've been celebrating this day for a long time now, because it's my special day, but because I get a chance to view all of the individual lives I have impacted. I would like to thank everyone for always supporting me, giving back to others, and in my community. May 30th, I always eat delicious hot dogs with my family and share the moment of smiles. I will always take the moment to change an individual's life, even if it's just giving them a leadership award or just simply telling them to have a spectacular day. Remember that you can purchase your Crown Talk with Burgundy apparel on our website, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk, under official apparel. I'd like to give a special thank you to Rising Athlete USA, Maximize and Reach Your Potential. Crown Talk fans, I would like to introduce the lovable Miss West Virginia High School America 2016, Tori Shiflett. To learn more about Tori, please visit our website, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk. Hey, Tori.
Hi, Burgundy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, we have a lot of questions from our emails to get to, and we actually have a few callers that are calling in, so we'll get to those in a bit, okay? So our first question, you know, the audience wants to know a little bit more about who Tori is.
Well, I am a sophomore at Turner Ashby High School, and I'm actually an honor roll student. and I play varsity in basketball softball, where I recently just found out that I made first-team all-district and first-team all-conference at second base, which is really exciting and really fun. But aside from all the softball stuff, I love to be involved in my community, and I am your 2016 Miss West Virginia High School America, so I'm definitely looking forward to going out to San Antonio in July. And honestly, I love pageants. I've done them since I could walk. So I'm just really excited to be here with everyone.
Congratulations on first your title. But secondly, I would like to congratulate you on becoming all-district, all-conference. That is really a huge accomplishment. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to start taking some questions from our email. The first question that we'll be taking is from Birmingham, Alabama. As a student athlete, you are making appearances as Miss West Virginia High School America. Do you ever talk about being healthy and living a healthy lifestyle?
Yes, I actually do that a lot when I'm especially doing these grade school children, just because of the fact that I live a very active and healthy lifestyle. And that topic is also very big in the younger generations today and in our society. So I feel that's also a very important topic to touch on while I'm talking to them.
I think it's wonderful that you do talk to them about it, because being healthy is very important, because if you're not healthy, then it can lead to health issues that you may have. So there's different ways that you can be healthy. I always tell people to work out, and that does not mean that you have to go to a gym and lift the dumbbells or anything like that. You don't have to, or run the treadmill. You don't have to do that. You can participate in your favorite sport. Now, everybody always hears, you know, eating healthy, drinking water, reduce stress, but I want to stress to everyone else to work out involved, and it's just not by walking a track. You can do your favorite sport.
Yes.
Yes. So I know that you're headed to Nationals in July. What are you most looking forward to and why?
I think the thing that I'm most looking forward to is definitely meeting so many new people and becoming so close with all the girls out there. I know that the national director, Amanda, always says you make these friends for a lifetime, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. I hope that I make some really great friends out here.
Oh, so what part of competition are you excited about?
I think I'm definitely excited for Fashion Runway, because that's where you get to show your most personality, and I'm really excited for my outfit that I'm wearing.
Can you give us a sneak peek what color it is?
It's a royal blue.
Okay, good. We won't say anything else. Well,
thank you. It's a secret.
We look forward to actually watching you perform on stage in your royal blue attire, and we can't wait to support you on your journey as well.
Yeah, thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm really excited.
Well, our next question is from Roswell, Georgia. What ways have you changed a life or lives during your year as a queen in West Virginia?
I think that I've impacted many lives in a positive way just by promoting our national platform for the anti-bullying program, Brave, and just reminding other people to be caring and respectful to others, and definitely treat others the way you want to be treated. And if somebody is being bullied, to seek help from an adult that you trust.
And since we are on that subject of the national platform and talking about bullying, could you elaborate on the National Platform for Junior High, High School, and Collegiate American Scholarship Program, Brave?
Yes. Well, it is called BRAVE, and it means Building Respect and Values for Everyone. And it is our national platform, and it's an anti-bullying case we promote in classrooms and libraries and different kinds of presentations with our community to different school-age children to just kind of create awareness and promote a bully-free and safe environment for everyone so everybody can feel safe all the time. And if you are being bullied, we tell you to seek an advice from an adult, and if you see somebody being bullied, to stand up for them.
In addition to what Tori was saying, there are many ways for you, you know, to learn how to stop being stop bullies. One, you can tell the nearest adult, as she said, seek advice from someone that's close to you. Two, you can visit www.stopbullying.gov or www.stopbullyingnow.com. There's definitely, those are some ways that you can get involved in Stop Bullying, but not only via face-to-face, but in person, not social. Even though it is cyberbullying, that does exist. Remember, cyberbullying is bullying. So those are different ways, and I think that their national platform is impeccable. We're going to take a sponsorship break. I would like to give McFormisville University a spectacular thank you for their sponsorship. You can receive your honorary degree today. To learn more about this prestigious university, visit www.mcformisvieunive.wix.com/mcu-edu. And if you didn't get all that, you can always come back on, come back later and listen to the show and get all that information, or you can inbox us or their Facebook page, McFormisville University. Well, it looks like we have a caller on the line, and we're going to take that, Tori.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
And what is your question?
I wanted to know how I can get my two nieces involved in the pageant system.
Did she say to get her nieces involved in the pageant system?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's many different ways you can get your nieces or any family members involved in the pageant system. And I think just researching online, a lot of that will tell you what kind of local pageants or even national pageants, whatever kind of system you're looking for, is in the area that you live in. But definitely for me personally, I know that starting at the local level definitely helps. So finding even like a local fire department pageant just to start off with and build up from there definitely helps. So I think just researching in your local community will definitely help and open a lot of doors for your nieces to get involved in pageantry.
Also, you can visit pageant centers. They have a lot of pageants selected on there. They have it from the national pageant all the way down to your city, your county, your state. They have it all there for you. Also, Pageant Planet can provide the information for you, and they actually provide more things, like if you're looking for a fitness trainer, if you're looking for someone to do their hair, their makeup, they provide all that information. You can find them on social media, and or you can find them on their website, pageantcenter.com or pageantplanet.com. There's some ways you can as well for your nieces.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Well, we are still live with Miss West Virginia High School America 2016, Tori Shiflett, Crown Talk listeners. So remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863. So I wanted to know, what is your stance on having two separate panels of judges at a pageant?
Personally, I love having two separate panels just because of the fact when the pageant's over, you get your score sheets back or your comment sheets back, and you get 10, or well, not 10 times, but twice times the feedback than what you did before. So you get a lot more opinions on things that you did well and also things that you can improve on for the future pageants that you're competing in.
That's a really good analysis. You also could, the reason why I asked that question, because I know in some systems they have two panel of judges, to see if you're knowledgeable about, one, what the current events are. I know that with the USA and America system, they have, you go into one panel of judges, and usually it's just all females, or it is a mixture. But you go in there, and they ask you all about political things, what's going on in our nation today. But then they also, on the other hand, the second thing, they are able to, they want to know if you're capable or able to know what was on your biography sheet that you have turned in. So I think that is a really good way. And as you said before, you know, a way that you know what's going on. You can get feedback from two different panel of judges, different people, and in different ways that you interviewed. So I think that is really good that you did say that and of how you answer your question. On to our next question from Green Bay, Wisconsin, in our email. They've asked, in your bio, you are very active at your school. What is the most important part about the Relay for Life in your county?
I think the most important part of the Relay for Life in my county is all the survivors that participate in our relay event. I know over this year we had over 250 survivors there, and that is just absolutely the most important thing, because that's what we're striving for at our relay event, is to create more survivors so more people can say, I have conquered cancer. So definitely survivors, and just making everybody feel together as one in the community, and everybody has support.
Furthermore, you can partner with Relay for Life going to www.cancer.org/involve/participate/Relay for Life, or simply just go to relayforlife.org. I think that's one of the simpler ways you can go. You can get involved and start making a difference in helping cancer. So before we keep going into more of our questions and more of our phone calls, I would like to take a moment to talk about the Miss USA system. As we all know, the new Miss USA will be crowned on Sunday, June 5th, 2016. They are allowing the viewers to help vote for the next Miss USA. All you have to do is download the Miss U app. In addition, you may follow the ladies' journey at Nationals and on Snapchat, Miss USA, or they have their Instagram account, Miss Tennessee USA or Miss Kansas USA, and pretty much it's just Miss, and then it's the initial of whatever the state is, and then it says USA, and that's how you can figure out what's all going on. And I know on June 1st, 2016, at 10 o'clock p.m., they will be having the first prelim on that day, so you can watch it via YouTube or the Miss U app. A momentary break, and thanks Studio In Vogue and Transformation by John Paul. Thank you for your impeccable collaboration for our cover girl. Well, I've had a really good time with you this evening, Tori.
Oh my gosh, yes, I've enjoyed it so much.
Well, we have some more questions from our emails. The next question is from Beaverton, Oregon. As you get ready for nationals, you have to find the perfect everything from dresses to interview portion. What scares you the most about getting on the national stage, and if not, why? And is this your first national pageant?
The thing that scares me the most is just getting up there and being on such a huge stage in front of so many people and all the big lights flashing in your eyes, because honestly, I've never been on a stage that has been that big. So I think that intimidates me just a little bit, but I'm also very excited. I think the nerves will definitely overcome, and once I get up there, I'll be perfectly fine. But from that answer, yes, this is my first big national pageant.
Well, we know that you're going to do wonderful on stage, and, you know, just breathe, and as soon as you get on stage, I know you'll come alive. You'll be like, oh, I've got this. This is fun. As long as you're having
definitely.
Fun on stage, and you feel pretty, and you're tired, you're good to go, girl.
I think once I get up there, I'll be fine. It's just walking up the steps, getting ready for it.
Well, our next question comes from Bakersfield, California. They said, wow, Ms. Shiflett, you have over a 3.7 grade point average. How do you manage to keep your GPA up, participating in community service, and participating in pageants?
I do know that school always comes first. So my school and my grades are definitely the most important thing. So if I have something like a big test I have to study for, that always comes first before sports, community service, pageants, or anything else. But since softball is my second biggest thing and I do want to pursue that in college, that's definitely my second most important thing, and that keeps me very busy. So whenever I have time, I just try to find little holes in my schedule where I can fit in community service and different pageants and different appearances anytime that I really can.
Well, girl, you definitely got your time management down pat and your priorities straight.
Yes.
I do believe that it is extremely important that you have your scholastic come first. In our society, a lot of, you know, when you get older, a lot of our jobs and many other aspects of life are depending on, you know, the individual's knowledge and scholastic experience. So I know that the system that you're a title holder for is extremely keen on grades. So I think it's wonderful that you put that first, and that's for all of our listeners. I think that as if you're going to be participating in any pageants, that you need to put your grades first, because they're going to look at that. And even when you get into the job industry, they're going to be looking at what you have. So make sure you put grades first, okay? And then everything else can follow, just like she said. She wants to pursue softball in college. I think that's phenomenal because she can have a career in that. So I think that's wonderful. Well, I'd like to take another break and thank Mama Talk Informative Post for your wonderful sponsorship. Well, in 30 seconds, tell our audience what has been the best part about your crown and why. Ready? Go.
The best part about my crown has just been going around to so many schools and going to so many appearances and just touching so many young kids' lives. I love seeing the big smile on their faces when I get to take my crown off and put it on their head, or they get to touch my banner, or even the crown if it's still on my head. But I think just seeing them light up and being in such a free and anti-bullying zone where everybody gets along is definitely the most exciting and the best part about my crown, is just seeing so many people happy.
Oh, and that warms my heart to hear you say that, because that's what it's all about through this whole entire experience that you're going through. It's all about touching people and putting a smile on someone's face. I would like to tell you thank you so much for participating on the show, and good luck at Nationals.
Thank you so much.
And we know that you will make your state very proud, and I really enjoyed you on the show tonight and hearing your point of view in the pageant industry.
Thank you. I'm glad you had me. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember, you can visit our website, www.crowntalkwith.com. byrgu.wix.com/crowntalk or blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithburgundy to learn more about Tori Shiflett. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. We hope our listeners and fans can join Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show Kiddos Edition this upcoming Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time or on June 20th, 2016. We hope our listeners remember you can visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. Visit Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory, BYRGUNDY. Twitter, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with Space Burgundy. Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. And Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the Happy Memorial Day. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.